Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bouton. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Jim Bouton. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson scores. Ward moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Howard moves to third. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone bunts towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard scores. Lopez moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scourin hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Pepitone. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Bouton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bouton hits a line drive into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scourin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Ward moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Scourin moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Pizarro hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richardson strikes out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Renouf now pitching. Phil Lynn's now playing shortstop. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field. That will be extra bases. Mantle picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Mantle. Ward goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, White Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Jim Landis now playing center field. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard now catching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez pinch hits for Hal Renef. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.